Good morning, humanity, or perhaps it's afternoon, evening, or even the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from the center of Oroville, the epicenter of love, joy, and happiness from Oroville in southern India. My name is Fif, and I'm your hostess with the mostest and also the co-founder of MediClown Academy, creating and sharing a happy, healthy India for all. After all, India knows love. So the last time we launched the 4-H Club, Happy, Healthy, Humor Habits. Wow, that's a little bit of a tongue twister. Try saying that 10 times. Anyway, people love to be around people that have a sense of humor. It improves our mental and physical health, especially when we feel like things are falling apart. When we are able to laugh at ourselves, we can take the world on. We become superheroes with superpowers with who we are, where we are, right where we are. And no one can take that away. So I learned this from some of the most powerful, influential, and courageous women in Mumbai. I had the privilege to facilitate a deep, deep dive. And when I was there, usually, people come in and we get them to sit on the floor. But this time, when these women arrived, 116 of them, we thought, I don't know, they were so beautifully clad in their beautiful saris, their hair oiled, beautiful jewelry. And Menaka, my dear friend, and I said, gotta get them to sit on a chair. And we served them. We served them tea and biscuits. And we had these little Sunamika dolls that are made right here in Oroville that we give to them. They're dolls of friendship around the world. And these women just looked at us and they shared love. They shared laughter. We shared giggles. We shared jokes. And oh, yeah, I could feel that generative love coming from them. And I felt so expansive. I felt so good. And I could tell that they were women in their power. So then we gave them all, after some fun and games, we gave them all a mirror. Yeah, look, it's shining all over the studio here. I can see you there. That's Stefano over there. Anyway, sorry about that. I digress just a little bit. So we gave them all a mirror and we guided them to look at themselves. Oh my gosh, I'm really sweaty. The AC's not working. I'm totally sweaty. Anyway, that's okay. You can't smell me. No, sorry. Didn't mean to go down that direction. So we had them look at themselves in a mirror. So just like this, we looked in the mirror and I had them look closely into their eyes to look at their hair, who they are. And we led them on this amazing journey of self-discovery, of self-love, of self-acceptance. And we did this for about, 10, 15, maybe even 20 minutes. And then we got them to take the mirror and imagine this beautiful, beautiful person who was smiling at them come right back into their heart. And some of the comments that we received were, at first it felt a little bit uncomfortable, but then I really began to enjoy it. And then I've never taken so much time to look at myself. Usually it's just I look, I see, I fluff up my hair and out I go. But this time I really looked at myself and I began to discover there's a beautiful person that's there. And I thought, yeah, there is. And some of them just didn't have a mirror, or they would see themselves in reflections of glass as they walked by. And many said, I've never looked at myself like this before. It was a very relieving and revealing time. After we shared our discoveries with each other, we looked into the mirror again. And this time, We looked at all the things that we were self-conscious about that we didn't like. Oh, I don't like that about myself. Oh, I don't like this. Oh, I don't like that. And we said, well, what would happen if you reframed? So let's say I look at my hair and I go, oh my gosh, I have this silver gray hair and it's cute. It's cute because it sticks up on end and I look like a little elf. And then I laugh and I go, oh, I love my hair. Or, oh my goodness, look at my nose. It's larger and bigger than Cyrano de Bergerac. And you probably don't remember that name, but he's this guy who had this massive big nose and he had fallen in love with someone. It's another story, another time. And so you look at your nose and you go, ah, I love my big nose. Do you love my big nose, Stefano? He's nodding yes. And so is this other dude that's there. Yeah. And so anyway, so yeah, you look at your nose and you go, man, I love my nose because it helps me to smell the roses, or it helps me to smell that wonderful biryani. And then, oh my goodness, my ears stick out. Oh, but it's better to hear with. And so you just laugh and you say, I love myself. I love myself just the way I am. And while you're loving yourself and while they were loving themselves, they laughed and laughed, just like Stefano and I are going to do right now. You ready? Okay. Stefano, what do you look at yourself and what is it that you don't quite work? What can we laugh with you about?
I love myself.
You just love yourself,
yeah.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Whoa, awesome. So let's just love ourselves no matter what. We'll just do that for a few seconds, okay? One, two, three, go. After we did that and they learned to love themselves a bit, they shared with everyone and we said, now, what will happen if you stand up and you look at the things? Like you look at yourself and you look at your bum and you go, whoa, my bum is flat, my bum is huge, my bum is something. Ooh, we won't talk about the rest of my anatomy here. But we just had so much fun looking at the different ways that we could look at ourselves and kind of make a little bit of fun of ourselves. Because that way, what ended up happening was I was able to look at the so-called negatives and say, I love you and I'm so happy and grateful for you. And I am so happy and grateful for each of you out there in radio land, in website land, and in YouTube land. Because you see, when we're grateful for something, it creates our attitude of gratitude, and our mind and our heart shift, and it creates that wonderful vibration of abundance and happiness. We revel in self-discovery, we revel in acceptance, and that beautiful expansive generative feeling. It's a habit that's worth developing. So this day and the next day and every day after this, if you choose, as you look into the mirror, just say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the happiest of them all? Ah, it's me. And know that it is you. You are the happiest, you are the healthiest, you are the humorist of us all. And that day, when those 116 women left, they were on a high and they wanted to have a session every single week. That day, my dear friend Menica and I were completely transformed and we were touched. These women, with their openness to love, to share, to laugh, won our hearts. These women became our superheroes with superpowers. These women are all survivors of domestic violence. And like me, they are a survivor of sexual violence. These women are all Mumbai municipal workers who beautify and sweep your streets, beautify and clean the train station, and clean your toilets. The Fun Shop was sponsored by Urja, an amazing organization in Mumbai that supports women survivors of domestic violence and sexual violence, and supports them with dignity and love. So to recap, remember, when you wake up in the morning before you get out of bed, think a loving thought that makes you smile, that maybe even make you giggle and laugh, and say, I'm so happy and grateful, maybe for your pillow, maybe for your life partner, whoever, but you're so happy and grateful. And then, second habit is to look into the mirror and see that beautiful sparkle in your eyes. See that beautiful nose, the cheeks, the lips, the ears, the hair, whatever, your body, the little bulge here, the little bulge there, it doesn't matter. But just look at it and love yourself. You are beautiful. You are one of a kind. And what you express out gets expressed back to you. So, we would love to hear from you, and we're going to laugh. Yep, I can see Stefano just waiting to laugh here. We would love to hear your stories and your experience. Do share them in the chat box in the comments below. We're on Oroville Radio. You can check us out. The website is there, right? Yeah, the website is there. You can check us out on our MediClown website. We've got Oroville YouTube, where a lot of people from Oroville are starting to have YouTube channels. Check us all out. We are on a mission to unite the world and to create a happy, healthy India for all. So let's just close with a little bit of laughter. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button just below. And we are going to laugh. And we're going to take it out. Ready? And let's go. You are so beautiful just the way you are. Ha 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 ha.